Stand at the border between Poland and Belarus today, and you'll witness something remarkable. Prosperity ends at a line drawn on a map. On one side, European Union membership has brought highways, modern infrastructure, and rising living standards. On the other, Soviet-era stagnation persists. This isn't about policy alone. It's about geography reasserting itself after decades of ideological overlay. Mountains, rivers, climate zones, and coastlines have shaped human civilization for millennia, and they continue to dictate the possibilities of power, prosperity, and conflict in ways our digital age prefers to ignore. We live in an era that celebrates the death of distance, where information travels instantly and borders seem increasingly irrelevant. Yet, from Ukraine's struggle against Russian expansion to China's maritime ambitions in the South China Sea, geography continues writing the script of international relations in bold, undeniable strokes. The Berlin Wall's collapse sparked dangerous overconfidence. Western intellectuals declared the end of history, convinced liberal democracy would sweep the globe. Successful air campaigns in the Balkans seemed to prove modern militaries could overcome any geographical constraint. The Munich analogy, never again appease aggression, became the lens for every crisis, while practical concerns about terrain were dismissed as defeatist thinking. Iraq delivered a brutal geography lesson. Vast deserts, urban labyrinths like Fallujah, and colonial borders trapping hostile populations together exposed strategic blindness. Urban combat negated technological advantages. Afghanistan repeated the pattern. Mountain passes and remote valleys provided natural sanctuaries no air superiority could eliminate. Geography hadn't disappeared. We'd simply stopped paying attention. Modern technology can stretch some constraints, but cannot eliminate fundamental truths. Terrain shapes operations, supply chains determine force projection, and natural barriers still protect or expose populations. 25 centuries ago, Herodotus documented how the Oikoumene, that strategic region stretching from the eastern Mediterranean to the Iranian-Afghan plateau, served as humanity's crossroads. Today's headlines still emanate from this zone. The Persian Gulf connects oil-rich regions to global shipping lanes. The Bosporus controls access between the Black Sea and Mediterranean. Afghanistan's mountain passes channel invasions, just as they did for Alexander the Great. Yet Herodotus understood what modern determinists forget. Geography sets the stage, but humans write the script. The Spartans turned Thermopylae's narrow pass into victory through strategic choice. The Themistocles exploited local winds and currents to defeat the outnumbered Persian fleet at Salamis. These weren't inevitable outcomes, but decisions enabled by geographical knowledge. The same dynamic plays out today. Russia's search for warm water ports drives its foreign policy, but how it pursues them involves human choice. China's Belt and Road Initiative follows ancient Silk Road routes, but specific investments reflect contemporary strategy. Geography constrains and enables, but doesn't dictate. Understanding this balance prevents both naive idealism and fatalistic resignation. British geographer Halford Mackinder theorized that controlling Eastern Europe meant commanding the Eurasian heartland and potentially ruling the world. His vision proved prophetic when the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, creating independent buffer states. Russia's territorial reconsolidation, from the 2014 Crimea annexation to pressure on Belarus and Georgia, validates his century-old insights. American strategist Nicholas Spykman countered with his Rimland thesis, arguing that maritime coastal regions, Europe, South Asia, China, Japan, and the oil-rich Middle East, held the real key to world power. This framework shaped Cold War containment policy as the U.S. established bases along Eurasia's periphery to block Soviet expansion. These competing visions still shape strategy today. Russia's land-based worldview drives territorial expansion and buffer zones. China's evolution from continental to land-sea hybrid power reflects growing ambition. America's overseas bases and carrier groups embody naval philosophy. Understanding these geographical frameworks decodes contemporary conflicts. They're rooted in fundamentally different concepts of power shaped by geographical position. Eurasia faces a crisis of room as expanding missile ranges, growing populations, and proliferating military capabilities compress a finite continent. An unbroken nuclear and ballistic missile belt now stretches 6,000 miles from Israel to North Korea. By 2025, 40 cities will exceed 10 million people, almost all in the developing world. These vast conurbations fragment into self-governing neighborhoods where electronic communications transmit rumors instantly, creating constantly mobilized crowds. This convergence produces grave contradictions. Some states grow militarily stronger with weapons of mass destruction, while others weaken internally, spawning terrain-specific sub-state armies like Hezbollah and the Taliban. Precision-guided missiles target buildings from hundreds of miles away, yet turbaned irregulars exploit mountain landscapes to bedevil superpowers. Social media empowers crowds, large groups abandoning individuality for collective symbols with unprecedented speed. As states become simultaneously fragile and well-armed, smaller regions will emerge in bolder lines. Yet in our closed political system, entropy will create equilibrium, with each habitation increasingly resembling others, producing global ennui mixed with individual extremism and dogmatic posturing by states. Europe's 23,000-mile coastline, multiple seas, river valleys, and mountain ranges created distinct language groups and nation-states that resist unity despite EU institutions. The Alps separated Italy from Germanic influences, while the Pyrenees divided France and Spain. Northern Europe's fertile soils and minerals enabled the Protestant Reformation and Enlightenment, while Mediterranean civilizations first flourished in Greece and Rome's temperate climate. When the Warsaw Pact collapsed in 1989, former captive nations advanced according to geography. Poland, the Baltics, Hungary, and Bohemia prospered through Western proximity and sea access, while mountainous Balkan countries struggled. The legacies of Prussian efficiency, Habsburg bureaucracy, and Ottoman influence remain visible today. Russia represents the world's preeminent land power, spanning 170 degrees of longitude, with its main sea outlet blocked by Arctic ice. Without protective seas, Russia must constantly expand or risk conquest, pushing into Eastern Europe, toward Afghanistan, and into the Far East. Russia's harsh climate fostered communalism and willingness to sacrifice individuals for collective survival. Yet, geography cannot sustain Russian power indefinitely. Its population may drop from 140 million to 111 million by 2050, while its Muslim community grows toward 20%, creating unprecedented vulnerability across its vast territory. China possesses continental scale with extensive ocean access. Its great rivers, the Wei, Han, Yellow, and Yangtze, flow west to east, linking the Eurasian interior to fertile coasts. Unlike militarized Russia, China developed reasoned pacifism under Confucian doctrine. Unprecedented land security has freed Beijing to pursue maritime power. Yet China thinks territorially about the ocean, expanding in concentric circles like an insecure land power. East Asia now pits Chinese land power against American sea power, with Taiwan and Korea as focal points. China faces feeding 23% of humanity from 7% of the world's arable land while managing Tibet and Xinjiang and eyeing the resource-rich Russian Far East. America's geographical position remains remarkably secure, with oceans flanking and stable Canada north. The southwest border represents America's true vulnerability, the world's largest income gap between contiguous countries, with American GDP 9 times Mexico's. Mexico's 111 million people, plus Central America's 40 million, constitute half the U.S. population. America's continental geography proved uniquely suited to nation building. The Greater Mississippi Basin contains more navigable river miles than the rest of the world combined, overlaying the world's largest contiguous arable land. Yet a new conceptual geography is emerging, one following Coronado's south-to-north exploration rather than Lewis and Clark's east-to-west journey. America's future depends on whether we develop into a cohesive, bilingual superstate with Mexico and Canada, or remain trapped by a dysfunctional border.